Hola, hola, hola. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. This is Marty Angel, your host, and I am so incredibly grateful for you to be here on this podcast and this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in this world. There is no coincidence that you stop by to hear this episode. It is important that you understand that sometimes we speak English, and sometimes we speak Español, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. Hablamos Español, hablamos Inglés, y a veces hablamos Spanglish. But any way you look at it, this episode is going to be amazing. Once again, this is Marty Angel, your host, Empowering Latina Coach. I am a Latina business coach, and I help the bilingual Latina women entrepreneurs, mujerpreneurs, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six figures. I love coaching the mujerpreneur. But let's get to it. You will enjoy today's episode. I'm so excited. Hoy vamos a tener una plática sumamente importante. Yo sé que les va a gustar. Ready? And today's episode is sponsored by...
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So in today's episode, we are going to talk about the gremlins and the cucuys. Why do we, as mujerpreneurs, allow the gremlins, the cucuy, if you will, in your head to scare you to the point where you stop? You stop growing, you stop moving forward, you stop what it is that you have momentum, and especially in your business. Mujeres, mujerpreneurs, I want to talk to you because I want to ask you a question. You know, you want to find out who those gremlins are. Those gremlins, people ask me, who are those gremlins? That critical voice inside your head. Well, those gremlins are creatures that live in our head. They mess with our thoughts and they make us feel scared. See, and you know what the worst part about those gremlins are? Is that they speak all the languages that you speak. ¿A poco no? The voice in our head that tells us, hey, who do you think you are? You can't do it. You're not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not strong enough. You're not skinny enough. You're not big enough. You're not young enough. Whatever it is, that cucuy is ugly. That voice is a gremlin, that critical voice inside our head. And for many of us, myself included, it's been there since our childhood. Would you believe that? But I have a question. I asked it earlier, but I'm going to ask it again. If you are a bilingual mujerpreneur or a trilingual mujerpreneur, have you noticed that these gremlins, these cucuys, hablan el mismo idioma? They speak the same language that you do, ¿verdad? Right? I swear, because inside my head, I don't know about your head, but inside my head it's saying like, no, no puedes, tú no puedes. You can't, you're not good enough. No sirves para nada. You know, all these little things that I'm sure if we were not told that when we were little, we probably don't have it in our head. It's my feeling, my interpretation that all of these things are because we heard them somewhere. We heard them somewhere and we were hurt by them. And we allow these hurts to hurt us even more. And so my question to you is, why do we let them bother us? And have you noticed that they're sneaky? And have you noticed that they come when everything's quiet, like at night? When you're trying to go to sleep and you can't go to sleep, and there they are, the thing you can count on, the voices you can count on. ¿Por qué? Why? Why do these gremlins, these cucuys, remind us of our fears and weaknesses? We all have things that scare us. And these gremlins, these cucuys, are just a way to take those fears and turn them into something that we can't control. And for some of us, oh my goodness, they are really loud. I'm sure you've heard them. Raise your hand or send me a DM if you have heard those cuckoo words or if you heard those gremlins. Now, these voices now tell us that we're not good enough, that we can't do it, that we are worthless, that no one's going to listen to us, that nobody cares, that if we don't do it, it's not going to matter because no one's listening. Oh my gosh, I ask you again, ¿a poco no? And these voices, oh my goodness, no te quieren, right? They don't love you. They give us this ugly, they give us the ugly of our fears that make us doubt ourselves and our abilities. And for many of us, like I said before, they've been with us since we were kids, in our childhood. Desde que éramos niñas. And really, really, these traumas that we've had, our past experience, have led to the creation of our own little gremlins. Many of our gremlins are quite the same. They carry the same personalities, the same, you know, the same kind of distinct way of attacking us. But for many of us, they're louder. These gremlins are often a result of the way, though, that we've been treated and the messages that we've received about ourselves, the messages that we have allowed in. Amigas, chicas, beautiful mujerpreneurs, hermosas. It's because we have allowed them in. We have internalized those fears. But we need to turn around, put our hands on our hips, like when we were little, give that little neck move, and face our gremlins head on. We need to face them head on. We truly do, because if we want to move forward in our lives, we need to face them. Estos cucuis no los podemos dejar que vivan en nuestra cabeza sin ponerles el freno. We need to recognize them for what they are. These cucuis, these gremlins in our head are, like I said before, reflections of our past experiences and our traumas. And once we realize that, then we need to find ways to release them so they don't continue to hold us back. Because when we allow them to hold us back, you know what we become? We become that person that says, oh, well, she made it because she did it, because she has all the money, because she, she has more followers, because she knows more people. And mujeres, bilingual, Latina, mujerpreneurs, Latina entrepreneurs in particular, need to be aware of these gremlins lurking around inside the head and take measures to protect themselves from the harmful effects of them. Bilingual women entrepreneurs are especially susceptible to these creatures because they often deal with, due to society norms, we deal with self-doubt and insecurity. I know being an ambivert, you know, and being an ambicultural woman, I know that I had been told when I was little, oh, you're not Latina enough. Oh, you're not Mexican enough. And then when I came to this world, hey, you're not white enough. So now I have these gremlins, and I'm sure you do too, speaking to you in two languages. But what if I told you that you could silence these gremlins, that you could learn to trust yourself and your abilities? Right? Wouldn't that be so awesome? That would be like totally, totally awesome that you could actually find a way to make these ugly little things go away, stop bothering you, and learn to trust yourself and learn to trust your abilities, right? It's just that easy. It's just that important. It's just that, as I said, it's really, really important that you actually realize that there is a way, right? But let me tell you, it took me a long time to find that way. So that's what I want to talk to you about today, is how to silence those pesky gremlins and become your own biggest advocate. The good news is that there are ways to overcome the gremlins' negative influence and achieve success. There are ways to get rid of these gremlins and reclaim your life. Mujeres, for Latina entrepreneurs, bilingual entrepreneurs, it's important to know that we are not alone. No estamos solas. Sí, juntas podemos más. The support of our communities and our families is vital in order to push through any obstacle. And believe you me, these ugly cucuys are definitely obstacles. So here's three ways that have helped me get rid of my gremlins. And you know, those gremlins, before I give you the three things, those gremlins have a tendency to hide, and then they play peekaboo. Have you ever had that? It's like you're doing really well and all of a sudden something happens. You look over to the right, you look over to the left, and you see your competition, and all of a sudden, here they come running out. Right? So here's number one, the three ways that have helped me to tame my gremlins, to actually take a look at those cucuys and make them see the me I really am. And number one is to seek out mentors and role models that look like you, that have been where you are, that are successful in overcoming challenges that you are happening to you right now or that you foresee happening in the near future. And I say that look like you, be like you, and are culturally like you. Mujeres, mujerpreneurs, I'm here to tell you that I have many colorful coaches, but of those coaches, none of them truly understand the culture of being a Latina. So find yourself a good Latina coach and find someone you can trust and confide in. You know, someone who will provide you guidance and support when you need it. I know that that has helped me tremendously be the success that I have been. And the number two thing is to surround yourself with a positive circle of friends. Amigas que te entienden, amigas que te fascina estar con ellos, friends you love to be with, y familia
que saben dónde estás y a dónde quieres ir y te apoyan. Family members who know where you are and know where you want to be, and they are there to support you. Family members who will lift you up when you are feeling down. You've got to find those. You know, and it's okay to say no to family members that don't do that, right? I had to do that. I had to finally let go of family members that were saying nasty things. I even unfriended them on Facebook, okay? Because they would do things like try to prove me wrong. And I'm like, you know, hello? Who in the world? You don't live with me 24/7. What makes you think you know more about me than I do? Right? So, for me, a lifelong mentor has always been Wayne Dyer, and I hope he is up there listening to me, because he truly saved my life when I was 18. But that story is for another day. But he always used to say, your friends are the universe's answer, and their way of the universe's way of making up for your family members. I know, isn't that terrible? But it's so true. And number three, take some time to yourself. Take time to relax. Relájate. Reflect. Reflexiona. And recharge your batteries. It's important. It truly is. So the three things are, again, seek out mentors and role models that are like you, culturally like you, are at a place where you want to get to, understand you culturally, emotionally, mentally, and that you really like them and like who they are. Surround yourself with a positive circle of friends and family. And take some time for yourself. Reflect, relax, and recharge. That way, my friends, you can get rid of those gugus with a few of these tricks. I know it's really helped me. Now, here's the deal, though. You have to do this often. It's not like they go away, because those, as long as we have a mind, we will have gremlins and we will have gugus. So let me ask you now, are you willing to work to silence your gremlins? Will you try one or two or all three of the things that I asked you to try? If so, let me know. I would love to know. What are you doing to keep your cuckoos away? What are you doing to keep your gremlins trained, tamed, and in a cage? Right? Well, my friends, I hope that you found value in this short little podcast today, but I just thought it was so important to just attack that question. Why do we allow the gremlins in our head to stop us from our success, right? I know, because sometimes, so you guys all know me, Marty Angel, I'm the host, and I help Latina bilingual mujerpreneurs gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. I love doing that. But my gremlins, my cuckoos will tell me, no one's going to believe you. No one cares. No one, did it. And then it's even worse, because I'm thinking, like, how do I tell them that I have done the six-figure thing, doing what I do, and I'm still making six figures? How do I tell them that without telling them that I can help them? Because having the mindset to go from five figures to six figures is a whole nother ball of wax. But like I said before, that's for another talk. Well, mujeres amigas, I hope you found value in today's little charla. And that's it for today. And if you know anyone else that would find value as well by listening to this podcast, then may I ask you to please share it out. And remember that I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. You know, it's just amazing that you guys are out there, and I love sharing with you. And I invite you to come and find me on social media. My handle is at Marti Angel, that's MartiAngel, _ ELC for Empowering Latina Coach on all channels. Come by, say hello, and yeah, just tell me a little bit about you. I would love to hear. I'm still at the point where I am answering every direct message personally. So as always, this is Marti Angel signing off. Que tengan un hermoso día, una hermosa noche. Beautiful day, beautiful evening. Wherever you are listening to this, I am so incredibly grateful. And until the next time, yours in health and wealth, this is Marti Angel signing off. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.